for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
We're bringing it to you here this morning. Our doors are wide open. Come on into my house. Make yourself comfortable. Pour yourself a glass of beautiful Arizona sun tea. Maybe put a little sprig of fresh mint in there and some cold ice cubes. Sit down and relax and let's talk about your favorite subject, you and your house, right here at Rosie on the House. If you'd like to talk about any topic concerning your home, give us a ring. That's why we show up every Saturday morning to talk to you, the Arizona homeowners, in our ongoing effort to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Call 1-888-767-4348. We have a kind of a long COVID prompt recorded message there. You can avoid all that. Just push one, bink, and that'll put you, bam, right into the studio. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will pick the phone up, get your name, question, where you're calling from, and we'll get to you and put our Arizona building and remodeling experience to work for you at your house. That's how you bring Rosie's house into your house. Well, is it warm enough for you yet? It will never get much warmer than it is right now. I remember the 122-degree day. I don't remember it feeling much different than 116. Kind of all felt the same to me.
Anything above 110, all bets are off.
Is that your barometer? Everything over 110 is all the same?
Forget it. Okay. Yeah, AC's going to run.
Okay.
And don't you think we can now say hot? 105 is warm. 110, 116, that's hot.
Can we start saying hot above 115?
Okay.
Up until that, it's just warm.
We're the easy bake oven of the United States.
That's right. So to talk air conditioning, which I'm sure is on the top of all of your minds right now, we brought in Richard Rojo, the Train Southwest District Sales Leader. Now, Richard, thanks for taking the time to come in and join us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me again. Obviously, I didn't say anything or do anything wrong, or you guys wouldn't have had me again. So pleasure to be here. Thanks.
And for Train, you have the Southwest District.
I do.
Okay. Is the Southwest District sales leader got a tougher job than the Southeast District sales leader?
Hopefully they're not listening. but yeah, I'd have to say, yeah. You know, it's interesting that you brought that up because it was kind of a cool spell going on over there.
Right.
We got hit, I was telling Romy earlier, we got hit mid-April, and it's been gangbusters ever since, guys. They barely started getting hot a couple weeks ago.
Now, we have to fight two enemies of comfort for about 2 months of the year. We have to fight one enemy of comfort about 5 months out of the year.
Correct.
They say Houston is the most air-conditioned city in the world, and it's the humidity. It's the humidity that kills your equipment's efficiency. And we wanted to bring you in today because we're just getting ready to move into, we hope, into that high humid monsoon season.
You know, great topic, great segue. It's interesting because, like I said, since mid-April, it's been hot. But, you know, a lot of people think, okay, you know, I made it. I'm kind of desensitized to the 100 degrees now. I get it. But that's not true. It's muggy now. Right now is peak time. What'd you say, 116, 117 degrees
yes,
tomorrow?
That's right.
With high humidity, your AC is definitely working overtime if it wasn't already. It's going to be challenging for it to do what it needs to do right now.
And we talk about that delta split. You know, are we reaching that cold air delivery at the supply register? The other thing you want to check is that condensate line.
Yes. I know there's a blog out there, and so I'm warning everybody out there in radio land listening. typical houses right now, right, depending on what year it is, you should be seeing on a day like today a steady little drip, maybe even a little stream of water pouring out of your condensate PVC line. If you have a rooftop unit, you'll see, you know, water coming off the roof, off the PVC, not off the roof, obviously. If you've got a attic unit, which a lot of houses do these days, you'll see two protrusions coming out of the side of the home. The one on the bottom, that one's fine.
That's about knee high or lower.
Exactly.
Yep, okay.
Knee high, water should be steadily coming out of there on a day like today. You'll see a little puddle. If you see water
straight above that one.
If you see water coming out of that one, that's your secondary drain line. Secondary meaning the primary is plugged and water's coming out of there. Get somebody out there quick if you see that.
And that secondary line is usually up above plate line. I mean, it's 8 or 9 feet above the ground.
That's correct.
So you got one about your ankles.
Right.
And then you've got one about 8 or 9 feet.
Correct.
You should never see water coming out of the top one.
That is correct. If you see water coming out of there, then you have a potential for some drywall damage. I mean, water does not play by the rules, as you guys know. And that water will find a way sometimes. And if it somehow catches and misses that secondary drain line or drain pan, you're going to be in trouble.
Because those attic air conditioners generally have a catch pan underneath them.
That's correct.
Should the secondary overflow plug up, that pan, in my experience, will hold about 12 to 15 gallons of water. And 12 or 15 gallons of water decides to let go at one time can make a big mess.
I've seen it. It's happened to my home.
Oh,
you know, anything can get up there, Rosie. I mean, there's insulation up there.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, dust, dirt. I mean, people have been in the attic. It's dirty up there. But things are flying around sometimes. A piece of paper from some tape. I mean, you name it. It doesn't take much for that thing to clog up. And you can have potentially, you know, tons of damage and a lot of problems if that happens.
And I don't think people realize how much condensation is produced. But you're saying right now and for the next several weeks, it almost ought to be a constant spaghetti string size spit of water.
Yep, that's a great analogy. You're exactly right. That's how much water should be coming out of there. And that's normal operation.
And that's normal. It's the dogs love it. It's basically filtered water.
Yeah.
It's generally fairly cool. But if you put a 5-gallon paint bucket under that, you would, in a 3 or 4 ton unit, you're going to fill that 5 gallons up just about every 24 hours.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
And again, that's the moisture in the home, right? That's what it's designed to do. It hits that cold coil in the attic or wherever, you know, if it's in the rooftop. It'll hit that cold coil just like a thirst buster on a cold cup of ice water. It'll start to sweat. That's what it's doing, and it'll produce that much water. You nailed it.
And I like to tell people if they do have that attic air handler or horizontal air handler, and it does have the primary condensate drain there about ankle high, I say get a hose on that and get that water out away from the foundation of your house. I really think they should make that code. That should be diverted away from the foundation. That's conditions conducive for termite infestation, if for nothing else, as well as expansive soils and all kind of other problems.
And I hate wasting something like water like that. So you're right. I put a little, I don't suggest anybody do this, or maybe I do. I put a little elbow on mine and a piece of PVC and kind of shot it over because my grass is right there.
Sure.
So it's
make it happy.
It's the greenest part of the yard right now, but I just hate wasting it into just regular rock landscape. So I've got it utilizing that stream of water right now.
Now, I always challenge air conditioning experts when they come on air with one challenge. Explain to the homeowners what air conditioning is. Do it in like 3 sentences. Talking first grade level.
Oh, so physics. I know it's not first grade, but physics. all air conditioning really does is heat transfer, heat removal. So physics, guys, hot goes to cold. That's why you get in trouble or you get mad when you were little and the door would open. Shut that door because that you're letting that out. But all it really boils down to is the hot air is being removed from your home. And that's why that filter gets plugged up, dirt, hair, you name it. But everything's being transferred through that air filter in there, and then it's removing it out of the house. That's really what's happening.
People think of air conditioning, they think cool. But what we're doing is we're taking hot away.
That's right.
And if you don't believe me, go to that outside unit.
Put your hand over it. Yeah. And put your hand over the outside unit, and that hot air coming from there, it's not the unit. That's really the air from your home.
Yeah. And so we're expelling the hot air out.
Yep.
Now, I will also say that's one reason an all-electric heat pump has a challenge on a cold, rainy January morning.
That's right. That's right.
It's trying to find heat outside and bring it in.
That's exactly
right. And there's just no heat out there to grab.
you reminded me of something too. You know, with the humidity going on, people who a couple weeks ago kept their thermostat at the home maybe at 78, they probably felt comfortable at 78 while it was dry out. But now that it's really dehumidifying, it's not going to feel as comfortable in your home at 78 like it did 2 weeks ago. So no cause for panic, but they probably need to crank it down a couple more degrees. But that's where you get the breakdowns, because that unit is working really hard to remove that heavy, hot air. But people are not going to feel as comfortable as they did a couple weeks ago. That's going to be normal.
All right. But it's a oh-so-critical season for the Arizona deserts. We've got to have these high, high, hot days. Bring in, suck that moisture up from the Gulf of California. Bring in those monsoons. Tucson, I understand, has had now several good rains.
Oh, wow.
The rain actually got as far north last night as Interstate 8, from what I understand.
I heard that.
So here we come. Come on, baby. Bring it on up here. The air conditioning and your train equipment can handle it, and it'll keep you comfortable. More with your questions as well at 1-888-767-4348 right after this.